Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. In unified consciousness, we are all part of the spectrum. As individuals interconnected, there is no time, no space, just the all. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Using consciousness technologies, change your realities and rules to create, transform, and enjoy what life has to offer. Each week, Joan and Janet will provide new focal points for you to resonate with and explore. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they will share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, and spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. To know that you're on the other end of the line here. We're going to have a great show today.
Yes, we have a great show for you today, and Janet and I are going to update you with things we have going on here. And later in the show, we have a guest. So we invite you to use this hour to consider a situation or issue that's going on in your life and just open to universal consciousness and allow it to be different by the end of the show. That's the possibilities with just allowing yourself to be in this heart space and to allow transformation just to effortlessly happen. And Janet and I are going to be talking about a new language and skill set to easily access heart space. And later on, our guest will be Justice Bartlett. She also navigates life through the field of heart. In universal consciousness, we are one, and together we will lead you into that state of grace to play in. So real quick here, I'm going to do a quick intro and then hand it over to Janet, just to let you know that I am a conscious mastery coach. My website is joan-newcomb.com. And if you go to that website, joan-newcomb.com, and enter your email, you can sign up for my free offer, which is a Manifesting Money and Miracles course. So go over there, sign up at joan-newcomb.com for Manifesting Money and Miracles. Over to you, Janet.
Well, thank you, Joan. Everybody, what did I want you to know? Oh, you can contact me at Janet B at Janet and Beyond, or my website at janetandbeyond.com. And what we're going to focus on today is, what do we want you to know about making conscious choices? And we explore this lots of different ways when we use the term universal consciousness and we use heart field. We want you to feel very comfortable. So the show for the next couple of weeks is going to have a lot of language. It's going to, and it's easy. It's not, there's no test. There's no right or wrong. There just is with learning new conversations with having with yourself. And we're going to offer you, we have a broad background, each Joan and I, in different skills, sets, and different ways of looking at information. But always it's about being conscious and how consciousness is always at play and you being able to be paying attention and not just in a state of reaction, but in a state of responding as information shows up in your world. So I'm also going to be in Marlborough, New Hampshire, October 18th and 19th, presenting a seminar on feeling and those rule sets that we have that determine how and what our world shows up like and what we do within it. So I hope you might perhaps consider joining me there. And Joan, what is being conscious important in your daily life? What do you notice?
That's a great question. One of the things that I do as a conscious mastery coach is I encourage people to operate from consciousness and to navigate their life using consciousness. And it, the analogy that I use for folks is that it's a little bit like, life is like the river, and you can't control the flow of the river, but you can control your kayak. And so you control your kayak using your consciousness, and the skill sets and everything can make it a more enjoyable life. So an example, just even this morning, is as I was navigating, If I'm fighting with the story of what's going on in my life, if I am resisting certain personalities, then that's just me standing outside my kayak trying to stop the river with my hands. And when I'm using consciousness, when I'm accessing consciousness, things flow more effortlessly. And, you know, you can just go with the flow and have an enjoyable time. And if you're encountering something that's like white water, you don't have to fight the white water. You don't try to hit the rocks going by with your paddle. You just, you know, you use your skills and your awareness and your consciousness to navigate around it and have a thrilling time doing it. So that's what I notice, is that when I am connected to my own consciousness, when I am operating as consciousness, it's a whole lot more fun a ride than it is if I'm trying to hit those rocks and make the river go the way I want it, you know.
Well, I think what I would offer in that is that consciousness, we set up the river. And we are determining where those rocks and where the rapids and where the flow is going. And it's our participating in our own creation that is the kayak and what we're going to set up and where this all is taking place. So there's the place of in universal consciousness where we're all individuals in those kayaks, but as a group, we are all the river, and we're all co-creating at the same time and experiencing things. And some of us are going to hit those rapids because we like the adrenaline rush. We like what that feels like. And then there's some of us that are just, okay, get me to the flat place in the river, and that's where I'm staying, and I like that. And then there are those of us who blend the both, because we realize that we can have a thrill and we can have a relaxation, and we can have a thrill and we can have a relaxation. And so there's all different ways that we engage. None are right or wrong. They just are, and we are just participating in what we call life. And it's either in a place where we're enjoying our creation, or it's in a place that's challenging us, or we're having these human experiences and emotional resonances about what that feels like, and we've set it up and so we find us on the river, and we're saying we can change that path because we can control the kayak to the degree that we can control the kayak. And sometimes it's magic, and the kayak lifts out of the water and goes to a different place and puts itself down. And sometimes the river pushes us over the edge and we take the ride. All of it is right. We just want to be able, in making conscious choices, be able to understand that we are in charge of how we make choices, right, even when it seems like we don't. Right.
Yep.
That's
yes.
All the setup. So
we are at choice, and when we're operating from consciousness, we can feel that we're at choice. And that's, you know, I'm glad you talked about lifting your kayak up and things like that, because there are some techniques that and I may have touched on them last week as well, but there are techniques for stepping into parallel universes. Mm-hmm. So in that case.
Time.
You can change time, you can change, yeah. So there are ways of changing the river that you're on, there are ways of shifting your experience that way, but it's not done by getting out of your kayak and trying to lift up the boulder, you know, it's all done from within,
right.
In a sense it's within consciousness and it's within your kayak that you manifest the change, and
well,
no effort is the other thing. It's
well, and there, and we also have to be okay with it's okay to hit the rocks.
Because sometimes it's fun.
Yeah, because sometimes it's fun, and sometimes that's just what comes from hitting the rocks is the learning. Oh, I don't want to do that. Or, oh, I need help. Or, you know, we don't want to judge. And when you start to hear that judgment happen is when you get into trouble. So if you can just relax back into a neutral positioning and going, well, isn't that interesting? Look at that. I broke my leg. What am I going to do with that? Oh, well, this is going to totally change how I handle the next 2 months in my life. Right. Okay. I get to explore something different. It's really coming from that non-attached, neutral positioning where you can just have your experiences, and maybe the next time you don't need to get beat up, because whatever you're using that experience for, you can go, oh, now I got it. Okay. I don't need to do that anymore. And patterns start to change. And that's what's so exciting about consciousness, is realizing, okay, sometimes it doesn't seem like there's any way out. And maybe that's the place you have to go. And what comes out of that is just absolute wonder. And we're not judging any of that. We're just saying, ah, there's another experience for consciousness to engage in.
So for me, that's a clue whether I am experiencing life as a kayak or whether I'm experiencing life as the kayaker. Because if I am seeing that there's no way out, and if I am judging it, then I'm having that black and white life and death perspective of my kayak, and not as me, the consciousness that is flowing through the kayak. So it's an amazing, you can totally transform your reality just by having that simple shift in perspective, you know.
Totally. Well, it adds for excitement, right? You know, and it leaves you into responding to information as opposed to that automatic reacting. And we're really inviting people to say, okay, where was that just an automatic rejection or a judgment? And is that helpful in this experience? May have been in the past, but is it in this experience? So once again, we're bringing people back to being in the moment and holding the awareness. So there are great variables that people can experience. The challenge when you finally make a judgment is that that's it. And the brain and the mind goes, okay, that's it the way all the time it is. And then you start to lose sight of all the potential and the possibilities that are part of consciousness. And that's what we're looking to explore today and every day and in every moment. Some of us use it every now and then, and that's fine, you know, when something comes up. But we're looking for you to say, you could use that all the time. And if any of us stop to look and review our day and go, okay, how many times did I make a new choice? You might find that there's not a lot of new choices. The pattern shows up differently, but you didn't make a new choice. You made the same old choice. So we're saying, no, let's stop and see what else we can do. So how much time do we have before we go?
You're psychic. I was just looking at that. So we have 4 minutes until the break. I thought we could take this moment just to mention that what we're going to do after the break is to drop into heart space, which is a really powerful place of creation. And we have a guest coming up who is, she's a goddess. I was going to say a mistress.
Yes.
At first I was going to say she's a master of time. It's like, well, no, she's a mistress of time. No, really, she's a goddess of playing in this space.
Yeah.
Her name is Justice Bartlett. And Janet and I have known Justice for over 8 years. And she is a transformational consultant and intuitive coach, helping people to heal physically, mentally, and emotionally and live in heartened lives. And together, Justice and her partner, Jennifer Yost, host a bi-monthly podcast for entertainment and energetic support of daily living, doublydivineradio.com. And they also co-produce and present The One Gathering, and co-created and teach Clear Heart Mastery workshops for enheartened living. And the next one is scheduled for September 28th in Seattle, Washington. And you can find out more about that at clearheartmastery.com. And also you can contact Justice at her website is embodyme.org. That's embodyme.org. And I'll repeat all this information after we come back from the break as well, but I just wanted to give people a heads up that we have a special guest, and so you're all going to have actually a triple whammy of transformation with the three of us playing in heart space after the show. That's after the commercial break.
After the commercial. So, yeah, justice has been one of those lights for so many of us, and we're so excited and tickled that she's be able to join us on our new show. And for all those listeners out there, be sure and check her things out, because she's been doing it a long time, she has a lot of experience, and she has the gift of grace. And I would hope I would have as much grace, and Joan would have as much grace. We are all looking to provide you with experiences. And I would have to say, in knowing some of all our stories, is that we have all been many places that you've been. And we are here to tell you that it can be different in making choices. And engaging consciousness is where it started to happen for all of us. And to the degree that we are all human, to the degree that we're all sharing in experiences because we are part of the whole, we would hope that our grace, our sense of grace, our ability to connect with that concept and make it a reality is our strength. And we use it all in different ways. And none of it is all quite the same, because it's unique experience to each of us as it is unique to you, but it is real for us. And that's the place we engage life from. So we'll connect with Justice on the other side, and literally on the other side of the break, and then we'll join together in heart space.
So I want to remind you that you're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, and along with Janet Barrett. And we have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned, because we have a guest joining us, Justice Bartlett, and we're going to give you a taste of what it's like to be in a state of grace and consciousness.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Have you considered yoga to promote balance in your life? Join host and senior Bikram yoga instructor Jim Kallett for Yoga is Life Radio. On this show, we will show you that yoga is for anyone and everyone. Just as air, water, and life is for everyone, so is yoga for everyone. Yoga is totality, equilibrium, union, balance. Yoga is life. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. There are no limits to what you can do. Start a new direction in your life today.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, along with Janet Barrett. Janet and I are energy empaths in the field of consciousness, and today our guest is Justice Bartlett. Justice Bartlett, Janet Barrett. Both Janet and I have known Justice for over 8 years. Justice is a transformational consultant and intuitive coach, and she is helping people heal physically and mentally and emotionally and live enheartened lives. Together, Justice and her partner Jennifer Yost host a bi-monthly podcast for entertainment and energetic support of daily living, which can be found at doublydivineradio.com. And they also co-produce and present The One Gathering and co-created and teach Clear Heart Mastery workshops for enheartened living. And the next one is September 28th in Seattle, Washington. We'll be asking Justice a bit more about that coming up in the show. Also, you can visit clearheartmastery.com for details or contact Justice at www.embodyme.org or call 425-478-3456. Welcome to the show, Justice.
Thank you, Joan. Hi, Janet. Glad to be with
Hi.
You, ladies.
Oh, it's so nice to have you with us, sweetie. So we wanted to ask you, what is it like living enheartened lives? Why would one want to do that?
It's honest. It's beautiful. For me, it's about bringing a state of grace and compassion to whatever's going on, which doesn't mean necessarily that everything's going the way that you want it to. It means that you always have a conscious choice in how to respond to what's happening in and around you when you're coming from heart space.
Yay! That's what we say too, in a different way. That's the truth of it though, isn't it? Stuff happens. And we just want to be better able at dealing with it, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We don't have necessarily control over what's going to happen in our lives, but we have the ability to respond from a clear and empowered place. And for me, that means coming from the heart.
Right, right. Okay. What do you think, Joan? Sounds good?
I think that sounds great. And the thought, okay, so Tell me a little bit about how to operate within time and space and be in a heart space.
So what is time? It is, as Albert Einstein says, it's something that clocks measure. time to me is a container. It's how I can notice the flow of my energy within a container. So for time, we're constantly becoming aware of what are we filling that time with. Coming from heart space and in time, you go into sort of a timelessness. Mm-hmm. We're still operating in linear world time a little bit, but there's more of a fluidity in coming from heart space in the way that we relate to time. Timing becomes divine in a way.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's all divine. Such as consciousness, right?
So, you know, the thing I found in working in time and space, too, is that you can expand and contract within the container. So, you know, you can be meeting with someone for just, you know, 15, 30 minutes, but they can have several hours worth of transformation experience that happens within that container of time and then flows out throughout the week.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and the heart is timeless, you know. Love is timeless. We don't think of love and, oh, I love you for 5 minutes. Love is timeless. It's infinite.
Yes.
Well, what you're describing is conditioned love, and we're not into that. You know, we are into that love is love, and it has no conditions, and it has no unconditional. As soon as you're into unconditional, you're already in relationship to conditional love. So it doesn't work, does it?
No, love just is.
Yeah. Yeah, it just is. And thank you. I can feel that. It feels really nice. Well, so we have another question, or do we want to dive in?
Let's drop into heart space, and then we can continue the flow from there.
Got it. All right, everybody. So we're inviting you to use this time to look at if you have an issue or a concern, and just notice it. And when we say notice, which is one of those new words from probably everybody, it's a sensation, a feeling, a thought, et cetera, et cetera. So just put it out there. Just whatever you're doing in your busy day, we're going to just take this few moments. There's a part of you that's going to track our experience. So the part of you that's busy doing business and reading, listening to something and doing the kids, doesn't matter. We're talking to that part of you that is just willing to go, oh, really? I can just relax. Yes. Yes, you can. So put the thought out there, and we're going to invite you to just drop into heart space. We're going to give it a physicality of the heart just because that's convenient, so you know where you're going. So get in your elevator, your magic elevator. Push the button for heart floor. Zing, the doors close. Allow yourself to have a nice descent. Don't make yourself nauseous. Descend. Let the heart floor, zing, the doors open again. Walk into the antechamber there, the lobby. And that's just emotional context. You'll notice different things there. And invite it to be, oh, look at that. Isn't that interesting? All right. And just keep going into the inner chamber there. And when you go into the inner chamber, there it is, the all. There's everything. It's limitless. It's expansive. It is where grace is present. And it is going to feel like a warm bath. And just so you know what happens when you sit in a warm bath, the water acts as the medium to just release into. It doesn't judge. It doesn't care. It just absorbs. It supports. You relax in the warmth, and you'll notice your breathing starting to shift. Your shoulders are starting to drop. And this is what grace is, plus so many other things. So grace here is, some might call it zero-point field, universal consciousness. You can call it many different things. But it is all this state that, oh, I just am here. And everything starts to relax. All your pretensions, all your defenses, everything just starts to relax. So in this place, we can ask questions and we can talk and we'll get information. And this is the place. And this is the place you can always come back to immediately. But we're going to give you the experience of the time so that you have an understanding. And you sometimes will have to be very conscious, but you'll lose that. After a while, this is just the place you go, and it's always there. So we're just going to invite all of the three of us now to just notice. What do you notice, Justice?
My body is sort of doing this soft, gentle rocking. It feels very relaxed. The mind has become quiet. It's not describing until you asked me to.
Yes, right. For the purpose of demonstration, yes.
For the purpose of demonstration. And when the descriptions come, they have a soft quality to them. Even opening my eyes and looking around in my office, I'm looking at the glass, I'm looking at the edges of things, but there is a less than definitive state to everything. There's an all-over softness. And what I go back to with Embody Me is my body feels so good. It feels so relaxed. My voice feels calm and centered. My head feels quiet. And as much time as I spend in this space, I will be honest, I still have a really nasty little critical side sometimes, and it's just totally silent when I'm here. Mm-hmm. When I do go back to my mind and ask for a distinction, the distinction is typically more gentle. It doesn't have the quality of judgment.
I think that's the truth, is that we allow our thinking to come from this place. It is different than the critical in the mind. It's very sharp. So we're always telling people, say, well, you don't want to think. Well, it's actually you're just observing and having that conversation from a different place within yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are you noticing, Joan?
Oh, I was just thinking of the analogy of that critical voice is like our automatic negative thoughts, you know, so it's their ants, their automatic negative thoughts. And so, you know, when we're in this space, we're not feeding the ants, or there's no ants in our attic, so to speak, in this place. So they don't exist in this heart space.
Well, and I appreciate what each of those perspectives in mine. I noticed a really sharp energy in the back of my neck that came up and down. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And in just feeling the quiet, and for people, that's another concept that we hold, that this is sacred space. This is what any mystic will want to be engaged in. And you may have lots of different ways to get there, but that's what we're talking about. What makes it exciting in the terms of consciousness is that I don't have to sit on a pillow somewhere, and I don't have to meditate for 20 minutes to get there. I can do this within just shifting my focus and saying that's the place I want to go. So I think I find that very helpful. A lot of people almost, I think, associate the quiet with hiding or some kind of a negative emotional experience. And for us, we hold that, no, this is where health is. This is where well-being is. This is where it's the quiet and the sacred. And there is no description in it till we ask for a description. And I don't know about you guys, but it feels good to me.
It feels great. And I'm also noticing you invited us to think of a pattern or something that we're, mm-hmm. you know, that we'd like to shift our focus with. And my pattern is a certain person that, you know, I'm interacting with in my life. And when I look at them from this space, it's like tears come to my eyes. All of my projections are gone.
Wow, and what is it to lose your projections, right? It's kind of disorienting maybe a little bit.
I suppose it could be.
Yeah, you know, because we are so stuck in how we hold people at times, our illusions of them. So you just saw your illusions melt. I felt them melt.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I tell my clients this all the time. It's like, okay, let's practice what we teach, yeah?
Yeah, right.
But, you know, we don't often see things, the world for what it is, or even people for who they are. We see them for what we think about them. And the heart doesn't hold those same kind of thoughts about them. The heart just sees them as an unfoldment and as an expression of divine source and love and energy. And that's who they really are.
Well, and I think you're talking about the difference between the emotional heart and the heart of all, which is where that's the state we're engaged in. We already went through our emotional biases, right? And we're just allowing them to be as they are. And that's kind of why I like that setup, is that we're engaging that emotional heart and going right through it, past whatever filters it's projecting for us, into this place where there is truth, that we are all one. And you're probably seeing that person is the child who set up the game, or is in reaction to, or we're responding to on some unconscious level, and here they are in their truth. And that's what we all want to bring to each other. That's what is grace, is that we see people in their truth, free of what they think their truths are.
That's a good distinction.
You know, what I was relating to this is when I talk to dead people, and what comes across is, you know, that's what remains is love, and that's the essence of who they are. And so you can have the essence of that ultimate relationship that you wanted with that person by connecting to them in this heart space. They don't have to die to do that either.
No, remember, we co-create, so... So let's see how much we've got. A couple more minutes. I think this just feels really good. What else are we noticing? If we just hold this place for us, so some of the different experiences for people is they're having a physical reaction, they're having an emotional reaction, they could be sensing. It's a sensory experience here, isn't it? It's we hear something, we feel something, we know something, and we want to invite our listeners that they're all going to experience information differently, and that there are no rights and wrongs in that, but it's just information. And if we engage it that way, you can allow your sensory to just notice it in a way that says, oh, how does that have meaning? Because they're probably here, and I don't know about you guys, but I always get symbols and signs. I'm very much right-brained in my work with this. So I'll get bits of information, bits of story, something will show up. I'll hear the bird outside or something. And for me, the way I engage that is that that's encoded information. I may not understand it on a personal level, but I'm trusting that there's information present and that whatever I'm aware of is okay.
So we want to let people know that you can hold this space, that because we'll be holding this space as we go to commercial break. You can hold this space, and we'll be coming back in just a few minutes with more on heart conditions and heart space. So,
great comment, Joan. Great noticing.
Want to remind you that you're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, along with Janet Barrett. We have to stop for a commercial break now, but stay tuned because we have a lot more to cover as we play in Heart Space with our guest, Justice Bartlett.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. On the program Inside Out, our outsides match our insides. Join host Beth Green along with co-host James Maynard for an insightful weekly journey that lets us all be real with no boundaries. We'll discuss current events, interview amazing guests, challenge old ideas, and see ourselves and our world more clearly. It's about you as much as us. So you're invited to call in, write in, and most of all, tune in. Listen for Inside Out live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, along with Janet Barrett. And Janet and I are leading-edge creators in the field of consciousness technology. And right now, we are holding heart awareness with our friend Justice Bartlett and all of you.
And we had some great thoughts before we during break. We want to talk about emotional heart and emotional considerations and integrities. And Justice, what was your thought there?
Well, I think many people who have experienced pain or trauma of some kind tend to associate that with the heart. And that's not right. What the heart's about, right?
Right.
And our emotions are just their energy and information. So rather than even like there's a scale, I hate the idea that some emotions are good and some are bad. They're all
right.
Energy and information. So when we're coming from the heart, we can be in a state of emotional integrity, which means that our emotions are fluid energy moving through us, and that we're not a victim to any one of our emotions, neither are we subject to the control of them, but we're in fluid response with the energy and information that those emotions and that those stories that are very often attached with those emotions are presenting us. And what the heart does when we're coming from there and when we're in that state of clarity and engaging with those stories and engaging with those energies is it allows us to have a perspective of neutrality. And it allows for us to sort of say, okay, this is energy in motion, and I can relax, and I can be with this, and I can let this pass through me. It doesn't need to stick. It doesn't need to cling. And for anyone who's ever had heartbreak, that's not what this space of the heart is about. This space of the heart is the space of love as love is, and that is all. But what we get to do with that is we get to apply that to every single emotion, every single thought, every single experience, and every single story. And by doing that, we liberate ourselves.
And I think in that is that the power of emotions is that it's totality. And people get caught because of the way they've constructed how they experience emotions and those rule sets that they have, is that if I'm going to feel grief, I have to feel grief. I don't want to feel grief, I'm going to go into denial about it. I see so often with people, especially in groups that we have where we are all engaging consciousness, is that if you have like the experience of grief, and some people can just really go into the abyss of grief and a grief. And I realized that they were in grief about grief. They were experiencing the grief about their grief. and we had to separate that out. And once we were able to identify that, everything started to change. So the nature of whatever that emotion is, you get into it. And if you're having a sense of anger, well, then you're angry, and you're angry about your anger, and you know it kind of just feeds on itself that way. And my guideline will be is that I think we're poor emotionally trained creatures, and we have more respect for numbers than we do for our emotions. And you're going to learn your emotional energy from your parents or your lack of home life. And so we're not really well schooled in how to have an experience, which is just information, and you so beautifully described there, and what to do with it. And to understand that that is a flow of energy that feels stuck and it's sticky only because you are choosing to experience it that way. Now, we're not judging in that. We're just noticing that that's how you're relating to that state. And the place of being conscious is, well, when did that start? Is that my experience? Because we're all in this empathic relationship of quantum entanglement, and I bet you're tracking your brother or you're tracking your neighbor or whoever it might be, and a lot of times you don't even know who those people are, but you have that awareness that, I'm going to register grief here. On some level, that choice has been made, and so there it is, and you'll experience it in things. And that's not what we're looking how to navigate through all this.
You know, what that sounds like to me is, we've talked about being empaths, and where you're feeling other people's feelings. You know, you to call it tracking other people's emotions. As an empath for myself, I will feel male energy in my space as grief, and female energy is a higher vibration as guilt, actually. It kind of feels like nails on a chalkboard. Mm-hmm. So to differentiate between what might be my grief, you know, at a loss or something like that, versus, you know, somebody else's feelings wafting through my space. Justice, how do you handle things like that?
Or respond to things like that? I have a very simple exercise that we utilize in our Clear Heart Mastery Workshop, where we draw a circle around ourselves and we move everybody that's not us out of the circle so that we can tell what energy we're left with is what is actually ours. as mm-hmm. opposed to, am I feeling a family member, am I feeling a friend, am I feeling the collective at large, which doesn't mean it separates you out from that energy, because as you stated, we're all connected, and there are certain archetypal patterns and there are certain archetypal energies that we all have a familiarity and a resonance with. However, what it does that with that exercise is it allows you to come to a place of emotional integrity with, okay, this isn't me. So now that I'm feeling energy as it is moving through me, I can also choose how I want to be with that. And the key with any emotion is when you, like you said, when you don't judge an emotion for, say, being good or for being bad, which creates a stickiness with it, your emotions don't last forever. You know, your grief isn't going to last forever. Your happiness isn't going to last forever. No emotion is going to last forever. So the less we can cling to any emotional state, the more we can allow it to be fluid, to have its time in our space, to have its time in our field, and for it to, you know, pass through us, come out of us, and rejoin that larger vitality of the river of life.
Oh, I think you bring up a wonderful point, awareness. Is there, you're challenging the thought, well, we all want to be happy, and that's the emotion we want to resonate to. And for us, the awareness is, it's about a state of well-being and wholeness, which is a spectrum of emotional energies. There is nothing wrong with heart grief. There is nothing wrong with joy. It's all the same thing. You're taking it to the neutrality place of your own emotions, which is about attachment. That's what emotions allow us to do. They allow us to connect to things and feel good or bad or whatever the situation may be. You're bringing us back to the awareness that it's all just an experience. And it's okay to cry, and it's okay to be happy, and it's okay. And these are all going to shift through us. We probably have predominant emotional terrain that we're comfortable with. Some people we know, boy, no matter what happens, they're always sad. And some of us are, oh, they're always just never quite get it. You know, I mean, there's all these different places where we hold our framework out of. And so, but in that framework, even then, there is a range and potential of experience and capacity. So you can have varying degrees and distinctions out of a discernment that says, oh, okay, consciousness, I want to choose in this embodiment to experience what it is all like through not being that joyous a person. Okay. But then there's all kinds of different levels in that. And none is right or wrong. It's just different experiences.
I'm, Janet, I'm aware of time flowing.
Good. Someone is. You must have the big clock on your head. Okay.
That's
integrated in my system.
Yeah. Yes. So that's a great container you got there.
And so I also know that I want to transition to asking Justice a little bit more about our upcoming event and things.
Okay.
So do we want to be in heart space, or do you want to take us up the elevator?
Well, why don't we come up? That feels like kind of so people can hold their own space in that. If that's all right, Justice, we'll just come back up.
Sure.
So everyone, just notice what you're feeling now and how that's different than when you engage this. There we go. And what it'd be like to know that you can come back to this place any time you choose, and you are in this place always, whether you hold the awareness of not. And that's key. You are always in this place, but you choose to let go of the awareness, and we're going to suggest that it's always easily there. So just notice, invite yourself to come back. Say goodbye, wave a fond farewell to all that was there. Come back into that antechamber and notice the emotional container. Whoa, maybe it looks a little different. Maybe it's not so vivid, or maybe there's something special, or maybe there's a daisy. Whatever it is, however you experience that information, could be something you see or hear or smell. Come back into the elevator and push the mind. And as you come back and rise back up out of the heart into your present conscious doingness, just notice, take a moment. We're all going to take a moment and just notice whatever you had thought was an issue or a concern, if it's registering the same way. It will ask you to just notice it. There's a lot of stuff going on in the head. I can feel people are kind of like, oh, the back of the head starting to open up. So just notice that, whatever you're feeling. You may feel some tension in your heart muscles. Just the whole idea of bringing your awareness down there can stretch you out a bit. And just relax. Just breathe. Notice something. Is your sensory open? How is it open? And just know that whatever you experienced is real. That's the key to this. We're establishing new realities to be everyday life. And that heart experience is open always, doesn't track time, doesn't have memories.
So, Janet.
It's real. Go
I'm
for it.
I'm tracking time. I'm
Good
tracking
job.
Time.
Good job.
So, Justice, we know that you have a workshop coming up on the 28th. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Clear Heart Mastery is an experiential workshop to help people gain tools that allow them to navigate their life more effectively from the heart space that we are all just so deliciously experiencing. We do work with emotional integrity. We do some work with playing with retrieving fragments. We do work with enlivening the senses. I think one of the keys to waking up the intuition is learning how to utilize and access our senses in new ways. It's a really juicy experience, and it's great for anybody who is at any level of sort of playing with consciousness in this way. Really simple steps for either beginners who have never played with energy, who don't really know much about being in heart space, but who are curious, and great for the old hands because the way that we've organized it, you can take it to whatever depth you're ready to go to. So whatever level of you're at in your consciousness, it will meet you at that level and it will help you to deepen to the next step for yourself.
That's great. And they can go to clearheartmastery.com for details about that. And Justice, how can they get in touch with you?
You can find me at embodyme.org. Or you can call me at 425-478-3456. And I take appointments from all over the world via phone or Skype or live here at my Seattle office.
And you guys also have a radio show at doublydivineradio.com.
Yes, and we did a brilliant podcast last night. It was the title was Victim to Victorious, and we left our listeners with some really simple steps how to take yourself from a victim mentality into living a victorious and empowered life.
That's
Sounds
awesome.
Sounds good. Sounds great. Thank you so much, Justice, for joining us today.
My extreme pleasure, ladies. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So real quick, you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We have 30 seconds for a quick plug for Janet that has a upcoming workshop in New Hampshire. You can find out more at her website, janetandbeyond.com. And you can find out more about me at my website at joan-newcomb.com. So thank you all for listening and help to co-create the show with your energies. Whether you're tuning in now or in the future, you have contributed to our experience today.
And we want to thank everyone for helping co-create with us. And pay attention. Treat yourself kindly. Realize that heart is the most magnificent connection you have to life, and value it. And we'll see you next week. And please send us your questions, your suggestions, your thoughts on email, and we'll be here for you. Thank you now.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.